Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Aryan Superstructures Limited, hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tejas Sonawane from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Ryan. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I would like to thank the management of Aryan Superstructures for giving us the opportunity to host their Q1 FY23 earnings call. We have with us today Mr. Parth Sagar, the Additional Whole-Time Director, Mr. Abhishek Shukla, the Chief Strategy Officer, and Mr. Deepak Lohia, the Chief Financial Officer. Without further ado, I would now hand the call over to the management for their opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Tejas. This is Abhishek here. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining Aryan Superstructures conference call to discuss Q1 FY23 results. First, I will go through key operational updates for the first quarter, followed by financial results of Q1 FY23. The quarter has been good for new project acquisitions. During the quarter, the company has added 1.2 million sq ft to our existing portfolio, which will add rupees 640 crores of gross development value. With this, we have crossed 14 million sq ft of development potential in our ongoing and forthcoming projects. We will provide you with more details in the later part of the call. With this, we have demonstrated quick and efficient use of capital raised within the same quarter. The company is able to maintain the sales momentum despite challenges of inflation and rising interest rates. For Q1 FY23, we have sold about 533 units, which aggregates to 4.05 lakh sq ft of area, and in terms of value, it is rupees 234.8 crores. This means a year-on-year growth of around 85% in both volume and value terms. The total collection stood at 110.6 crores, which is a growth of 17.7% year-on-year. On the financial performance, the total revenue stood at rupees 89.61 crores as against 84.64 crores in Q1 FY2023. This is a year-on-year growth of around 6%. EBITDA in quarter one stands at 19.09 crores as compared to rupees 15.38 crores in the same quarter last year, with a growth of 24.1% year-on-year. EBITDA has also improved 11% quarter-on-quarter from 17.2 crores in spite of Q1 being generally a weaker quarter as compared to Q4. EBITDA margins increased by 313 basis points to 21.3% in Q1 FY23 as compared to 18.2% in Q1 FY22. The profit after tax stood at rupees 10.7 crores in Q1 FY2023 as compared to rupees 8.28 crores in the same quarter last year, which is a growth of 29.2% year-on-year. Again, we have witnessed a marginal improvement over quarter four. PAT margins increased by 215 basis points to 11.9% in Q1 FY23 as compared to 9.8% in the first quarter of last financial year. We are excited with our launch pipeline and are looking to rapidly scale the business in the next few quarters while keeping our focus on value-accretive new acquisitions. We have also a new development I would like to share. Mr. Parth Sagar has been appointed as the Additional Whole-Time Director of Aryan Superstructures. A Bachelor of Science in Economics from Pennsylvania State University, USA, Mr. Parth Sagar had began his career with leading capital markets and investment group CLSA in equity research before joining Aryan Superstructures Limited in 2018. He rose through the ranks after gaining knowledge across various business functions operating within the organization, with a special interest in product design, sales, and finance functions. Under his leadership, the company has more than doubled the sales between FY20 and FY22 by rolling out various innovative schemes, strengthening the sales infrastructure, and undertaking digitization of processes while keeping in mind focused product development and more engaged customer interaction. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Parth Sagar.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the conference call of Q1 FY23 earnings and business update. Thank you everyone for taking time out for this call. We are happy to see business grow despite the inflation, rising costs, supply chain disruptions, and higher mortgage rates. In this upcycle, there is a stellar growth in sales bookings in this quarter, which were to the tune of 533 units, equivalent to 405,000 square feet, valued at 234 crores. Collections also have been growing constantly, as highlighted by Abhishek, with an increase in the engineering spends. This quarter, we received occupancy certificates for two projects at Taloja, which marking the total delivery of 390 units in the quarter. We also launched our new project, Arihant Akarshan, at Taloja, which is very close to the existing projects. And we have witnessed a very strong and positive response from the customers. The reliability, trust, local advantage with a proven track record of deliveries in this micro market have created the difference to boost our sales to almost 60% of the total inventory that have been opened. So 266 units have been sold as on date out of the 439 units which have been opened for sale. On the business development front, we have ventured into new micro market, Titwala, which is fitting in our strategy to expand our presence in the new micro markets of the Mumbai MMR region, focusing on the affordable housing segment. Our estimated saleable area from this project should be 374,000 square feet, with a revenue potential of around 220 crores. Titwala is a new and a new emerging market with average volume transactions on a yearly basis. We believe that we can leverage our brand value and create a difference in this market with a quality product coming in at an affordable price. We have also ventured on an asset-light model basis at Shield Fata, which is where we already have our existing project Arihant Arohi. So this new project is 200 meters away from Arihant Arohi and is going to have a total saleable area of 680,000 square feet in our portfolio with an revenue potential of 400 crores approximately. Shield Fata Dombivli Belt today is one of the largest and highest selling markets by unit sales in the MMR region. And we are excited to expand our presence in this micro market, which falls under the mid-income housing segment. So this is fitting to our strategy for expanding into newer localities or expanding in the existing localities where we are already witnessing good sales, good velocity, and the projects have been able to be, and we are able to implement the projects in a better manner. In this new project, we can, we feel we'll be able to make a difference with the unique product that we'll be able to offer to the home buyers and achieve a higher velocity. Apart from this, we continue to look for new transactions and new lands across the MMR region. And our goal is to now move into more newer micro markets where we have not yet done anything till date, but where markets where people are able to do good business is where we are looking at as a company to venture out to. In the launch pipeline, we also have scheduled an aggressive launch pipeline of many launches, many units to be opened up for sale to approximately 2,400 more units are lined up for opening up for sale in the next three quarters. In Q2, we expect to get approvals for the Titwala project and we shall be opening approximately 200 units. In Kalyan, where we have already received the approvals, which is an 80 IBA project, we expect to start the sales in the month of September. We have already started the construction for the project. We also shall be opening up some new buildings in Arihant Amisha, which is located at Taloja MIDC. In Q3, we expect to launch one more tower of 43-story Arvind Aspire in Panvel, which will have an inventory of 370 odd units. And alongside that, one more tower shall be open for sale in Arvind Anmol at Badlapur. And some more inventory shall be opened up in Arvind Aakarshan at Taloja, as well as Arvind Ashiya in Khopoli. And in Q4, we are optimistic that we should receive approvals by December for our Shree Fatak project, and we shall commence the sales for the same in the Q4, in the month of January, February. Apart from that, we'll be having a small one more new tower launching at Arvind Alok in Karjat. This will be the second last tower in the project. So we are looking at a good pipeline of opening up almost 2 million sq ft of area in this financial year, which will have a total revenue potential of 1,100 crores. As per the sale guidance, we are looking at a CAGR of 45% to 50%, as indicated earlier also, to the FY22 figures on all parameters of sales, revenues, and others. So I would now like to throw the floor open for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Bala Subramaniam with Arihant Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. My first question is regarding the fundraising of 500 crore through the private placement. Could you please share more details about the fundraising, what kind of rate and how the funds will be utilized, what kind of value we are extracting?
No, so that is just an enabling resolution to take up any kind, to raise up any kind of funds up to the tune of 500 crores. So this is an exercise which we do every year and which requires a board approval. So it's just an enabling resolution.
Okay, sir. Sir, like the company has consistently delivered around 700 to 900 units per year. What kind of run rate we will expect next 2 to 3 years?
So in next 2-3 years, we are planning to scale this up. The run rates should be to the tune of 1,000 to 1,200 averaged for the next 3 years. Per year. 1,000 to 1,200 per year.
Okay, sir. And sir, Arvind Aakarshan at Taloja has received a very good response. I think within 2 months, more than 50% of units were booked. What kind of conversion rate right now in Taloja markets? In overall, what kind of conversion rate we will expect going forward?
So right now, conversion rate from a visit to a booking is to the tune of around 14% on the total number of walk-ins that you get on site. So the number of visits has been growing constantly. Going ahead, we expect the same momentum to be kept when it comes to the realization on the conversions. Although our team has been given a target to take this up to around 20%. So we'll try to achieve the best possible. But as a market, Taloja is looking good for us. We have a very large market share of around 50% in that total locality. And having a good track record of delivery in the nearing area to Arvind Aakarshan, we feel that this project has taken off very well. And we'll be able to implement it quite smoothly. Although it's a large size project and is falling under the ATIBA category, we feel we are confident of doing this entire project in the next 4.5 years.
Okay, sir. My next question. the previously guided sales value around 6,600 crores, the new launches, the sales value around 1,090 crores, which comes around 7,700 crores. So could you please share more details about new launches, like a completion time, average construction cost per square feet, approval, admin and sales, this kind of cost, and approx.
Yes, so the total portfolio today is to the tune of 7,680 odd crores. This is as per today's sale value that we have considered and obviously accounted for the inflation coming ahead. The total, so what was your question again?
So could you please share new launches? Details about completion time, average construction cost, approval and admin, sales and marketing cost, and overall basis.
Okay, so the costs vary from project to project. So because we have a wide range of projects that we do, so we have projects that are of 7 stories and we have some projects that are of 53 stories. So we have to average it out, and the total average on the total area that we have today on for the construction cost would be around 2,850 rupees square feet. And the land that we have in our books is to the tune of around 300 rupees per square feet. And adding to this, there is the other cost of administration, which would be around 200 rupees square feet. Marketing cost would be around 200 rupees square feet. And so it's an average of various projects. So it differs from project to project.
So average we can expect around 4,000 rupees per square feet in overall cost.
No, so our average selling price today is around 5,500. And average cost to complete would be around, so inclusive of land, inclusive of administration, interest, marketing expenses, all these costs would total to around 3,800 rupees square feet. So we should have a PBT of around 1,600 odd rupees square feet.
Okay, sir. So, I think I missed during the early call. 4,150 square feet land acquired at Taloja. What was the acquisition cost? It is 232 crore or?
No, I didn't get you.
So, 4,150 square feet land acquired at Taloja. What was the acquisition cost for that land?
The new land, okay. Yeah. So, that is to the tune of 2.5 crores.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Gaurav Lohia with Bowhead India. Please go ahead. Mr. Lohia,
hello.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Am I audible?
Yes.
Am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, you are audible, Gaurav.
Hi, Parth. Congratulations on your elevation as the executive director. So, Parth, I missed out initial 10 months of your initial remarks. If I'm repetitive, I would like request you to bear with me. Just two things. So you it seems like that we are scaling up very nicely, and we do have plans to scale up even further. So I just wanted to understand what are the challenges you foresee when we scale up, and if you have undertaken any steps to address those challenges, or what makes you confident that going forward, since our size was different and going forward it will be very different, we would not face any challenges when we scale up.
No, the biggest challenge today is also implementation of the project. So that will always remain the most difficult challenge. So How well we can implement the project is going to make it different. And today, Arihant has a team of around 350 plus people across all verticals, and mostly it is handled through the head of the departments. Really are able to drive things very properly, very efficiently, enabling us to implement the projects at a good pace. Sales is doing well. Sales is the first thing that needs to start ticking the entire cycle for a project. And the engineers also are now able to implement the projects in a proper time frame. So we feel that the team, the systems, the processes of the company are ready and well equipped to even scale up from here and implement the projects that we are currently having, and even think of implementing the new projects that we are planning to take or have taken in a very efficient manner. So the most important thing is to have the correct people, the correct strategy, the correct processes, systems. Today as a company, we have done a lot of changes on the technology front. So we've been using Salesforce for our sales team. The entire sales, the pre-sales is governed through the Salesforce. Using a lot of technology, Far Vision is being used for all the engineering as well as the collection department. So technology with the correct human resources is going to help us drive this going forward and scale up from even a year on. So that's going to be the most important factor in implementation of these projects.
And you said that our team size is 300, right? We have 300 people. What would this full figure be, let's say 2 years back, or how many people would have added, in last 2 years? And if you can give us the same number for, let's say, sales team separately.
So 2 years back, I think our team was to the tune of around 220 odd people. So there's been a lot of churning, but at the same time, we've been able to add up new people, add up more responsible managers under the people, and that's been able to drive it up in a better manner. Even the sales team earlier used to be around 35-40 employees in the COVID times of 2020. So now it is increased to around 120 odd people. So the main thing in this increase is that we've subdivided the team in a very systematic manner, where we have people today just doing channel partner sourcing. We have people today focusing on just the client's closure and the viewing. We have a team who is just dedicatedly doing telecalling. And these things were existing before also, but we've been able to expand very largely, which has helped us increase the total number of bookings, the number of sales that we have done in the last 2 years. The technology has helped us scale that stuff in a very efficient manner. And your second question, I didn't get it.
No, second for sales team, I wanted to check, what is the number right now? How many people do we have in our sales team, and what was the number 2 years back?
Yeah, so 2 years back it was around 40 people. Today it is around 130 odd people, including the pre-sales team. And the recovery team and the back office documentation is around 30 more people. So total people focusing on just sales, pre-sales, bookings and collections is 160 people today.
And this is versus 2 years back, how much did you say?
Total used to be around 50.
50. So we have almost tripled our team.
Tripled our team. We have tripled our sales also. Almost tripled our sales from 2 years ago.
Understood. And in terms of land bank addition, over and above what we have added in Q1, can you give us a guidance for, let's say, next 9 months? Where we have, let's say, significant visibility. And what are our plans for, let's say, FY 24 and 25? for land bank addition?
So we continue to look at land parcels on a daily basis, and we have a very special team working just for new acquisitions. But it is not that easy. Even if we have the money to get a good land parcel, is difficult. But our aim for the next one year is to take it up to 20 million. So we are currently evaluating a lot of deals. But nothing can be officially announced yet. But the pipeline looks
exactly
good, and we
for when we are going for land acquisition or JVs, what exactly do we look for? You know, in terms of, let's say, return ratios or partner. You know, what does your partner bring in? What exact capabilities do we look for?
So largely, when it comes to affordable housing or mid-income housing, also affordable housing. Firstly, we look at an outright purchase of land. That's the first thing that we look at. We don't really want to go in for a JV model or an area sharing or something with the landowner. We prefer to buy the land. While buying, we obviously evaluate the potential of the land, how much FSI is there, what can be the developable area. Apart from that, we have to look at the neighboring localities also to the land. So if it is in a urban area, partly developed area, or a non-developed area, so these factors need to be evaluated, and accordingly we have to figure out that this could be a tentative pricing for a product that we can make. So it is not like in our wish list to do a 14-story tower everywhere. We are happy to do a 7-story tower, but we look at realization in terms of time, in terms of how much time we can buy the land, how much time we can get the approvals, after the approvals, how much time we should take up to implement the project for by sales and by doing sales, by doing the engineering. And we usually would like to have a PAT margin of at least 20% on the total revenue that we are able to generate from the land.
So whenever we look for a land, you know, we generally try to launch, let's say, within 2 or 3 years of acquiring the land, right? Not beyond that.
Yeah, we try to do it within 1.5 years. Like this Titwala project, we have purchased the land in May. We are looking at the launch in the month of September. So we try to do it within 3 to 4 months, wherever possible. But in some locations, approvals take slightly longer, and clearances also take time. Average 1 year is what we look as a good time from the day we purchase the land till the day we start doing the sale. Beyond that, we don't buy any land with a very long horizon of 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, because land is a raw material which can be...
Acquisition, we generally look for 4 to 5 years kind of time, right? From acquisition
From acquisition, we look at a timeline of 5 years. From the day we start the bookings, we look at a timeline of 4 years.
Understood. And in terms of guidance, you said that you want to scale it up to 1,200 units or deliver 1,200, not deliver, book 1,200 units a year, right? In 2 years down the line. So in terms of, let's say, rupee value, you know, how much that would be? Or in terms of square feet, since we can take a realization of 5,500 or 6,000 rupees per square feet, you know, let's say if I have to calculate the value, how much would that be?
No, so we indicated that we'll be delivering around 1,000 to 1,200 units over the next 3 financial years from the existing inventory that is ongoing. So we have some projects which are very large, and they're like 40-story, 50-story towers. So they are due for completion for the first phases next year. So that will add up to the completion. For sales, we were at 1,628 units last year. And as a guidance, we are looking at around 2,400 units for this year. And in terms of value, it was 764 crores last year. We are looking at around 1,100 crores for this year as a guidance.
Understood. So in let's say FY23, you said 1100 crores. FY24-25, can we take a CAGR of let's say 30-40%, as you mentioned in your initial remarks, or could it be lower or even higher than that?
For FY24-25, we can take a CAGR of 30%.
Okay, understood. Sorry, I missed it for sales booking number instead of delivery. I think you did say deliveries, but I saw this booking number. So I got confused. Thanks, anyways, Pastor, and all the best. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ketan with Ketan Koteja and Company. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. First of all, congratulations for the fantastic results, especially considering the quarter one and Mr. Path being appointed as a director in the company. My question is in the same line. We do understand that every person has an individual way of thinking. So since you are recently joined the board, what additional steps or initiatives you personally would like to take, or is there any particular area that you want to address in Aryan's superstructure? Thank you.
Yes, I've been working here since 4 years, and I've been doing sales, marketing, even investor relationships, project designing, collections for the last 4 years. So slowly, steadily, I've get up to these levels, and the idea is to focus on operations, focus on the implementation of the projects, and being a full-time director, that is the major role that we have to play as the executive directors of the company. We also have independent directors who can guide us because they are watching. They are watching us, so they guide us on the other parameters. But our core will be to focus on the operations, to scale up the business, to increase the sales, increase the engineering, and make sure that the governance is to the highest level across all the verticals of the company. That is the goal that we have.
Okay, that's it. Thanks and best wishes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Faisal Hawa with H.G. Hawa and Company. Please go ahead.
In our books just now, is unsold for more than 6 months, and if you could give the value as well as the square feet for it. And my congratulations to Parth Sajjan for being appointed the MD. So may I know what the KRAs of the MD are, and what is the new management structure now with regards to Mr. Ashok Sajjan and the brothers of Parth Sajjan also. Third is, will we get into any kind of warehousing or logistics space also? And if at all, yes, which areas will we focus on in New Bombay? And how are we looking at, social media and, branding of the company? And who are our bankers? What is our interest rate being charged? And what is our rating from the agencies?
Yeah,
and so total debt on the books?
I'll take the first question of your lineup. The management structure as of now, as you may have seen from our current presentation, we have three executive directors now and four independent directors. So within the three executive directors, Mr. Ashok Sajjan, who is the CMD, will continue to focus on land acquisitions and business operations. Mr. Parth Sajjan, who is recently joined the board, he will have the responsibility to drive the sales functions, architecture and product development functions, back-end operations including collections, back office operations, as well as the marketing aspects of the project. And Mr. Nimish Shah, who is the additional director on the board, whole-time director, he would be focusing on approvals construction and engineering. So this is from the executive capacity. And coming to your other question, in terms of digitization and social media, I'll just hand over to Mr. Pa.
Yes, so we've been actively doing our social media campaigns, marketings for all the projects. So that happens at on a regular basis across the various platforms of Facebook, Google, Instagram, and so on and so forth. So that is from a proper lead generation marketing perspective. Technology, so we've been using PowerVision, we are using Salesforce right now to drive the entire sales and engineering functions in the organization. I can't forget. Can you just repeat the other two questions you have?
Yeah. So one was, what are the KRAs of the new MD? When I meant social media, I wanted a more specific answer on what we are doing, because these are with due respect, very general answer. And I would also like to know how we are building up the brand of the company, because it's now very important that we stand against now pan-India competitors, who may be entering our turf any moment from now. And the last question was whether we will enter into any kind of warehousing or logistics space, and also who our bankers are and what is our interest rate being charged, and what's the total debt.
Yeah, so there is no new MD in the company. There is just a whole-time director where I have been appointed as the whole-time director. The MD is Mr. Ashok Chajar, and he will remain to be the MD of the organization. As highlighted by Abhishek, so my role will be going forward to handle up in the entire investor relations, the sales, marketing, collections, project designing, which I have been doing for the last 3 to 4 years. So I'll be continuing to do that. And the other question you had on the social media. So we do a lot. So we obviously, it is not happening in-house. We have an agency who handles the entire social media marketing strategy in terms of doing campaigns, doing activities to generate leads across the portals, across the platforms that we are working on. So it's like a cycle where we have to identify the client. We obviously have to give a brief to the agency first that this is our project, this is the location, this is the place where the clients are usually coming from. So we tell them that you need to focus on this kind of a salary range, this kind of a locality to generate inquiries for that particular project. So the brief goes from our team, and then the campaign is run by the agency. So we don't get largely involved in how they do it. We care about the results that are coming in by way of the leads that we generate. And from there on, it is our pre-sales team and the sales team who take it forward. I hope that answers what you were looking for. And the bankers to the company, today we have HDFC Limited, we have ICICI Bank, we have also taken a loan from ICICI Ventures recently. Federal Bank is also doing our banking. So we have these as our bankers since a long time. The interest rate differs because the use of the fund decides the interest rate. So HDFC Limited is at 11.6% today, which is a construction finance for the Arihant Aspire project in Panvel. For ICICI Ventures, it is the interest rate is 16.43%, because that is a pure takeout money which we have utilized to purchase new lands, which have been highlighted in the Titwala and the Sri Fata locations. The total debt of the company, the net total net debt is 275 crores today. The debt attributable as per the shareholding pattern of ASL is 208 crores.
And sir, about the question about the unsold inventory, which is more than 6 months, not sold, ready but not sold for more than 6 months.
So what was the question then?
Yeah, so I'll just take that question. You know, the total inventory from the completed projects is about, you know, close to 90 units. And that in terms of square footage area, it would be close to 60,000 square feet. From a value perspective, the total potential of the balance inventory would be about 20 crores, and total receivables from the sold and completed projects would be another 32 crores. So total estimated receivables from completed projects would be 52 crores.
Okay, so that's pretty much in control. I mean, hardly anything.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Only 90 units are left unsold from completed projects. And that includes the 390 units which were delivered in this quarter.
Across all projects?
Yes, across all projects.
And particularly because our flat sizes are of much lesser ticket sizes, and it's really creditable.
Yeah, correct, correct. So it's affordable category, and affordable category is moving quite well.
Correct. And sir, any new construction method that we have adopted, and how are we dealing with the, you know, sudden rise of cement and steel prices? And, you know, have we resorted to price increases? And do you still feel that the market is still, you know, warm enough, even in spite of the interest rate increases?
So construction related, the steel prices have cooled down in this quarter by around 20%. So today it is around 68 rupees average per kilo for steel, which was 85 rupees in the quarter of FY22 Q4. Went to around 85 rupees. So steel prices have cooled down. Cement prices are more or less the same. Construction cost has a small impact now due to the change in the GST rates, which have come in last week for even the smallest of the materials. So that will have a construction cost impact of around 125 rupees per square feet on the saleable area. So we'll be taking up the measures to change it in the pricing in the coming month onwards for the new sales that will happen. And inflation will continue this way. So as a, because India is going, India as well as the entire world is going through a very different time today, but it's part of the cycle, and it will not have a large impact on the sales. I would like to also highlight that the interest rates have also gone up in this quarter by 90 basis points. But even after that, we have not witnessed any slowdown in the walk-ins, in the sales, in the bookings that have happened in the quarter. Because of the segment we are in right now is the affordable housing, mid-income housing segment. This is where a customer is usually staying in a rental apartment today and is looking to buy their first home. So for them, the agenda is to purchase the home at the best possible price, considering the location, developer, product, etc. And due to the average age of the purchaser being in the lower 30s today in our products, they get a loan funding of up to 25 years, which eases out the EMI burden. We believe that in the, even if the interest rates go to around 8.5%, the home buyer's decision to purchase a home will not have a large impact. But a delay to purchase a delay in making the decision to purchase the apartment will have a larger impact on the ability of the home buyer to purchase later on.
Right. Thank you very much for answering my question so well.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhishek Getam with Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for the opportunity. Many congrats on joining the group. Firstly, I just wanted to know what is the value of land bank still unutilized or still yet to be launched in our on our balance sheet. Second, I wanted to know, Parth, what's your view on entering the mostly we're focused on affordable housing. So what's your view on entering the premium segment of Navi Mumbai, higher ticket size, and how do you view the dividend policy of the company for that? Thank you.
So we have a land parcel of around 55,000 square meters in Panvel. So today it would be valued at around 125 crore rupees. And once the project is put on the design board, we estimate that it can have a total revenue potential of 780 crores. This is located in Panvel near to INT Aspire. So the second question on the unlaunched area, that is total unlaunched inventory is of around 5,300 crores, wherein we have purchased the lands and most of the projects have received the approvals also, apart from the two new projects and the third land bank project. So out of the 5,350 crores of revenue, we have today approvals for around 4,000 crores of inventory, wherein if required, we can go ahead and open up the inventory. But we'll be doing that up as and when the demand also changes and as and when we complete the existing inventory.
So just unlaunched inventory is around 5,300, where out of that we have approval for 4,500.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. The second question was, what's the sort of view on entering the premium segment of MMR Navi Mumbai? And currently we're just, you know, focused on affordable, so what's the view on that?
So we are already doing one project which is in the premium segment, which is located at Sector 9 Vashi. So that's a premium profile product where the selling price is around 15,000-16,000 rupees per square feet. So we are already doing that. We, as highlighted before and as highlighted in the presentations also that we do, we take up the projects as per the population matrix of the total population in the particular city. So today in the Mumbai MMR region, the majority of the population which is below the poverty line, 60% of the population falls under the EWS LIG category, around 35% falls under the mid income group MIG category, and 4% is in the higher income group, and around 1% is the richer class. So we keep taking up projects in our portfolio as per the population matrix of a city rather than just putting all eggs in one basket. So today we are focusing on affordable because the population of this city of Mumbai MMR is also majoritarily requiring an affordable house which is below 5,000 rupees per square feet, and around 35% of the people staying or who are looking for a house purchase for a mid-income housing which is ranging from 5,000 to 8,000, 9,000 rupees square feet of an apartment. So that's how we have diversified our portfolio. Going forward, we'll be working on the same parameters while selecting a project, while purchasing a new project. So that is the strategy of the company going forward, isn't it?
Thank you. Thanks for the detailed answer. And just last, just wanted your views on how do you view the dividend policy of the company?
Yeah. So with respect to the dividend policy, you know, we have had discussions at board level, and you know, board is amenable to the idea of dividends going forward. I would not want to speculate what can happen in the coming 1 or 2 years. But yes, I mean, this matter has been discussed at the board level. Right now, the priority of the company, at least for FY22, was to invest the surplus amounts for new acquisitions and new growth prospects because the real estate has moved into the upcycle. And we look forward to favorable dividend policy, in the coming year.
Okay, thanks. That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Tirat Machala with Elsu Vidya Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question and congratulations to Parth for the elevation to the new post. Parth, so my question is that, you know, when you look at slide 18 and 19, and 20, right? What we have is like a 10 to 15 million square feet launch pipeline. The question is that, you know, this is as big as some of the larger players who are, let's say more valued on the stock market. My question is that from the size we were at, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, and now we are trying to launch so many projects, do you think the company has the team in place to be able to execute all of this? Because, you know, it's a difficult industry, and I don't think it's easy to do such big projects so quickly.
As you can see from the same slides, you know, the all the projects are fairly distributed across different geographies. So our strategy has been to acquire land parcels right from 5 acres to 20 acres. None of our projects are like 100 acres townships and the kind. We are fairly distributed across 11 different micro markets. None of the project sizes are such that it can take, beyond 6 to 7 years of time frame to execute. In our engineering team itself, now we are, you know, more than 80 plus strong team in engineering. So engineering team has ramped up. We have put more contractors and vendors have been onboarded over last 2 years. So as compared to maybe, you know, 3 or 4 contractors doing most of our work, we now have more than 15 plus civil contractors on board who can, who are just a call away, whenever we want to launch a new project. So while this 9.5 million square feet looks a mammoth compared to the current size, but, you know, I would like to also, put a note to that effect that, you know, we want to execute this over a period of next 7 years of time frame, which means on an average of about 1.5 million year on year. So from an execution perspective, we want to scale up from the current 1 million square feet of construction capability. We want to take it to 2 million square feet in about 2 years of time frame. So FY24 onwards, we believe we should be able to execute 2 million square feet year on year. And the sales capability will is already there. We have already sold 1.4 million square feet in last financial year. This year we are looking at 1.8 to 1.9 million square feet, and by FY20 we are looking to expand it to about 3 million square feet. We have already tripled our sales team size and doubled our engineering team size, and we are currently seeing good talent coming on board. So whenever we acquire a new project, we have a set SOPs in place to onboard the entire team, right from execution, sales, billing, pre-sales, as well as back office on a project size basis. And this is being done immediately after the land has been acquired. So by the time the land is acquired and by the time we get approvals, the team has been is being formed at a rapid pace.
Okay, superb. And my second question is, from slide 19, Just three of our projects, which are Alishan, Aspire, and Advika, they seem to be making a big chunk of our receivables and revenues. So how are these three projects performing on the sales front and the construction front?
So I would also like to draw your attention on slide number 40-41. So Arihant Alishan, which is four towers, out of that two towers we have completed the RCC works and finishing work is ongoing. So while the sales booking for the entire project is about 46%, completion status for phase one, which is these two towers, is 54%, and phase two we have already started, where completion as per revenue recognition is about 7%. So sales and completion, they both are going in tandem. And with respect to Arihant Aspire, again, we have launched three towers. The third tower was launched as recently as February 22. The two towers were launched about 3.5 years back. The sales booking in this all three towers combined, including the new tower launch, is 63% of the total. And completion status as per the revenue and revenue workings is 55%. So sales booking is 7 to 8% ahead of construction, and I think that is a very healthy ratio to achieve. With respect to your question on the third project, which is Arihant Advika, we have done a soft launch already. Right now it is a redevelopment project. So the society has been vacated in the month of June 2022. Right now we have started the excavation works. So the civil construction work should begin in August. And as regards to the sales in this particular project, we have already done sales booking of about 59 crores. The project has just been soft launched. So I think we are well ahead of our sales schedule as well. And I think going forward, I'll hand over to Parth to give you a brief outlook.
So in terms of sales for these three projects, so it's, if I talk of Aspire and Alishan, which is in Khargar and Panvel, there the main key factor is that the first phase delivery is going to be a very, very big game changer. So in next year, we'll be delivering the first phase of both these projects by the end of calendar year 2023. Both the first phases will be delivered, and that will bring a very big change. Because then people can come in, they can walk and see how the lobbies are, how the car parking is done, how the clubhouses are looking, how the apartments are coming to a good shape. So that will change the confidence of a buyer in making a decision. And as and when a project gets completed, or even the first phase gets completely filled up, that changes the entire magnitude of the other prospective buyers for making a decision to purchase in this project. We have witnessed this in our existing project, Arihant Tanaika, wherein after the readiness and the completion of phase 1, phase 2, phase 3, phase 4, 5 have been implemented very perfectly, very smoothly. And this same case is going to happen in Alishan and Aspire, which will help us scale up the sales in both these projects to a very different level. And the implementation will be done in the time frame that we have thought of for the balance phases as well.
Okay, super. Thank you for all the detailed answers. And the last time, in the last call, I had mentioned something about you guys need to start giving a quarterly cash flow statement, just like our listed peers. So if Abhishek, if you can look into that.
Yeah, sure.
Super. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining on this call, and feel free to get in touch with us if you have any queries. Me and Abhishek are accessible, and anything you have, just shoot us an email or you can call us. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.